ABC Radio Australia.
And tourist operators in Fiji are confident news of a dengue fever outbreak will not have an impact on demand this holiday season. In February, an outbreak was declared in Fiji's Western Division, but in a statement released by the Deputy Prime Minister, Viliame Gavoka, he says Fiji remains a safe destination and that the risk to tourists and cases reported by tourists are minimal. News of the outbreak follows a horror summer for Fiji's tourism brand after six people became critically ill and were hospitalized after drinking a cocktail at a resort, and a man was charged with the rape and sexual assault of a Virgin Airlines flight crew member. Despite all this, Arun Devi, the general manager of tourism operator Fiji Experience, told the ABC's Lucy Cooper she hasn't seen much of a decline in tourism bookings.
I don't see that it has affected any of our arriving passengers or bookings. With us at ATS, we have not seen much of air cancellations because of all those incidents. With dengue, it has just started, and it's not extensive at the moment. This has been happening due to continuous rain in Fiji.
The government came out and said, you know, it seems that they are worried that these, you know, dengue fever outbreak reports, even though it is in the Western Division and, say, hasn't reached those tourism hotspots, could have an impact on the tourism industry. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, it can be possible for those, yeah, if the correct information is not passed on, and then, yeah, it can be a possibility that there would be a decline.
How are you guys going about selling the fact that Fiji remains open for business?
Yes, I think most of the resorts and the properties, they are taking the precautions where they're doing daily spraying and clearing most of, like, you know, they don't have much water stagnance around the property. So I think every property has taken that precaution and taken on board on having this to control this situation, which is like Nadi is not in the red zone yet. It's only in the Bar area and I think in Suva and Nosori areas.
And that's Arun Devi, the General Manager of Tourism Operator Fiji Experience. Tony Whitten, the Managing Director of the Rosie Travel Group, which is the largest family-owned tourism organization in Fiji, said there has been a slight impact on demand.
For the first 2 months, we accumulatively have had a decline of about minus 5% in terms of visitor arrivals. So the first quarter, Jan, Feb and March, are going to be very soft, but I've had a look at some of our April bookings from April, May and June, which is the traditional high season out of Australia, and the bookings are really, really holding up very, very well. And we should have a good season. A few things that we are mindful of as an industry is to make sure that we remain competitive. We're also aware that you have an election coming in May. So generally there's a bit of a dip during election periods. But having a look at least some of the forward bookings that I've seen from Easter onwards, we should have a very, very good season here in Fiji.
And in regard to the dengue fever outbreak, the Fiji government's come out and put a statement about it and seemingly, you know, are coming across as quite concerned about its impact on the tourism industry. Is this a shared concern for you guys?
So, like Australia, we've had a very strong tropical season this year in terms of rain. So rain's been above average. And one of the and this alert that's come out from the Ministry of Health is just making an awareness primarily directed to the local public here, the public here in Fiji. For international visitors, common sense we continue to just request that all visitors have insect repellent, they have protective covering when they go out. So the cases that have been reported are really primarily the result of it. We've even have our, some of our staff that have had it, and of course, like the fact that we live in Fiji, sometimes we can go out without having a repellent or protective clothing, and so we're encouraging all our employees just to heed the warnings. But from an international visitor perspective, just the continuing application of common sense and making sure you have repellent. We have some amazing lemongrass repellent here in Fiji that visitors can use, and we make it available and protective clothing when they're around the resorts.
How does the tourism industry in Fiji and maybe for you know, you guys as tourism operators singularly, do you find it, you know, difficult to kind of, you know, cut through the headlines? Like, you know, when things happen in such a tourism, you know, based and reliant economy like that of Fiji, how difficult is it when there is bad press, bad media to kind of say, hang on, we're still open for business, we're okay?
So I think you've touched on a good point. With a small island economy and a small landmass like Fiji, we're very reliant on the services, tourism services. So that's about 40% of our GDP. Every 11 visitors that you send to Fiji provides one full-time job and two other jobs indirectly. What's really important is the value of the tourism industry, the value of the international visitors, to make sure that they have a thoroughly enjoyable experience. And so the focus is, when we do have those little bumps that do come out in the media, is to just continue as we're doing, that Fiji continues to be a safe destination. It's very, very close to Australia. We have easy access from all your major international ports. And if anything, we continue to remain very committed to that aspect.